Wisconsin voters have set a new record for the number of in-person absentee ballots cast. Today's election day, it's Tuesday, November 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Thanks for being with us this morning. Coming up on the show today, an idea to spin off the University of Wisconsin-Madison from the UW system is heading to the state legislature. And the Pope has appointed a new leader for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Elsa Chang from NPR News. I'm proud to work with stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio, to bring you news you can trust. Every day, we do our best to uncover the backstory and ask tough questions, to give voice to the diversity of our nation and share moments of beauty and joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org.
More than 1.5 million Wisconsinites have already cast their ballots ahead of today's presidential election. Rich Kramer reports the state has also set a new record for in-person absentee voting.
All told, more than 40% of all active registered voters in Wisconsin have already voted in the presidential election. Nearly 950,000 opted to cast their ballots in person at clerk's offices or early voting sites. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says as of Monday, the number of by-mail absentee ballots sent in was around 645,000.
To kind of contrast that, in 2020, the volume of by-mail absentee ballots set records. This year, it appears that there's a record number of in-person absentee ballots that were cast.
Already, nearly 95% of all absentee ballots requested by voters have been received by local election officials. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Polls across Wisconsin will open at 7 this morning as voters cast their ballots in this closely fought state. Washington County Clerk Ashley Riker told Wisconsin Eye that even though many voters have already voted absentee, she expects polls will be more crowded at certain times of the day today.
There will be longer lines during those key times, morning, lunchtime, evening, after work hours.
Polls across Wisconsin close at 8 o'clock tonight. If you're in line by then, you still get to vote. Absentee ballots need to be received by no later than 8 p.m. on election night in order to be counted. Along with the race for president, Wisconsin voters are deciding whether Republican businessman Eric Hovde should unseat Democrat Tammy Baldwin in the U.S. Senate. And they're weighing in on races that could shift partisan control of the state legislature. An idea to spin off the University of Wisconsin-Madison from the public university system is gaining momentum. A study committee is sending the proposal to the state legislature, but the same group nixed proposals to increase tuition, limit classes on individual campuses, and restrict the independence of the Board of Regents. The 18-member legislative committee, made up of politicians and community members, has been meeting since July to consider the future of the universities of Wisconsin. The most controversial issue is spinning off UW-Madison. The idea received 13 yes votes and 5 no votes. Supporters say doing so would let Madison compete nationally and raise up the smaller universities. But both UW-Madison's chancellor and system president Jay Rothman are opposed to the idea. Any change to UW's structure requires legislative approval, and Governor Tony Evers says the proposal is a non-starter. Immigrants are playing a major role in the state economy and providing an important tax base for Wisconsin. Joe Schultz has more on a new report which looks at the impact immigrants are making on the Great Lakes states.
In Wisconsin, the report found that immigrants paid $3 billion in taxes in 2022. The report also said immigrants accounted for almost 18% of Wisconsin's population growth from 2010 to 2022. Gina Krause-Vilmar leads one of the nonprofits that published the research. She says the report looked exclusively at immigrants with legal status.
Not only are immigrants supporting population growth, but they're also contributing to our workforce. They're also contributing in an outsized way in our rural communities.
The American Immigration Council says Wisconsin's immigrants without legal status paid $240 million in taxes in 2022. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
dozens of Wisconsin communities will receive more than $273 million from the state to split for drinking water projects. Governor Tony Evers announced the funding yesterday from the state's Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. It includes money from the bipartisan infrastructure law to address lead pipes and PFAS contamination. More than $30 million will be awarded to Milwaukee for removal of lead pipes. Kurt Zarnecki with Kenosha's Water Utility says they'll receive more than $7 million to replace hundreds of lead service lines. And he says most of that money does not need to be repaid.
So without some of these federal and state funds, it would create rate shock and make affordability issues with the local utility and our ratepayers.
The town of Campbell on French Island is also receiving just under $1 million to address PFAS pollution. The money will go toward drilling a well as part of a project to provide a municipal water system for residents. And finally, the Archdiocese of Milwaukee announced a new archbishop yesterday. Nick Rommel has more.
It's a sort of homecoming for Archbishop-designate Jeffrey Grob. He served in Chicago's archdiocese for years, but he's originally from Cross Plains in Dane County.
I'm a farm boy from Wisconsin. I grew up twice a day milking cows, brown Swiss.
In his first public appearance, he stressed that the church must go out into the world to engage people.
But look at what the Lord, how the Lord engaged people. He went out to meet them. You know, he went to Matthew's tax collect stand. He called Zacchaeus down from the sycamore tree.
The Pope appointed Grob to replace retiring Archbishop Jerome Listecki. When he takes up the post in January, he'll administer Catholic parishes, schools, and charities across southeast Wisconsin. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday Election Day. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Don't forget, you can find all of our election coverage at WPR.org/election2024. Not a bad idea to check all that out before heading to the polls, and you can find out what's on the ballot near you at myvote.wi.gov. We'll be back again bright and early tomorrow morning with the latest election results and news updates. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.